Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Koster. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio Marketplace. Want to welcome you this morning to our Morning Mojo call. Our Morning Mojo calls are given Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and they're about a 5 to 15 minute motivational, inspirational, just happy to speak into your day type kind of a situation. And this morning, we are so grateful to have the opportunity to speak with you. You know, before I begin, you know, just hearing everybody's voice in the morning, you know, that is probably one of the best wake-ups that you could ever have, is to have people that hopefully love you, trust you, just want to spend some time with you, right? Just to get on the phone and talk with you for a few moments. And this morning, it is indeed a great privilege just to hear all the voices, hear all the names, and just to hear everybody. But, you know, this morning, we're going to talk to you, but, you know, when I got the call to do the Morning Mojo, I was on the road. I was at a conference, and I was talking with people and engaging them, and you know, this, hold on a second, somebody's trying to beep in on my call here. As I was on the call, I happened to get on to do the Saturday morning training and was listening to something Ms. Gabriel said, and you know, that's why it's, for me, folks, it's so important that we plug into everything, that you try and experience everything, because it's sometimes behind the scenes that you get those little insights, those little things that just triggers a thought in your mind this morning. And, you know, and one of the things that she was saying, that there are certain things that, you know, you just look forward to, you know, there's, you know, when people get up and how they greet and how they come on the calls and how they show up. Basically, it does something for us, and not only does something for them. And this morning, one of the thoughts that came to me while I was there, and I was talking with people, and they were, you know, and some people I hadn't seen since the pandemic, and I got a chance to talk to them and ask them, you know, what they had been doing. And, you know, because prior to the pandemic, they had talked to me about their dreams, their aspirations and things. And then I asked them, I said, well, what have you done with it? And they had done nothing with it. And so as I began to dig, I came up with this thought this morning, and I want to share that thought with you briefly, if I could. And it's, what's your freedom number? What's your freedom number? And as always, I like to give you my definitions of what was my reference point for this. And here's the first part of it. It says, the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. The second part of that is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. And see, it's that last part, that being imprisoned or enslaved this morning, is that because, see, when people don't obtain their dreams and aspirations, it's because they're not free. And this morning, let me put it in perspective for you. When we get started in ACN, what's the first thing we ask people? Well, what's your dreams? And people will tell you this elaborate dream, and then one of the things that we sometimes do or we don't do is that we won't ask them, what does it cost? And if we ask them, what does it cost, then you're going to get a great insight into them, because here's what I've come to know. See, I've had 13 years to understand this, and I started to reflect back on, you know, when did I have my greatest success? And my greatest success was when I had freed myself, both in my thoughts and in my finances and in my life. And see, and here's what I understood. See, when people have that big, hairy, audacious dream they have out there, and they start to work in ACN, and ACN doesn't move quite as fast or as productive as they want to, they will abandon their dreams, and they will also abandon ACN. But here's the thing that you need to understand. ACN is not necessarily the mechanism that pays for your dream. It's the mechanism that frees you to go get your dream. And that's where, when we come back and we talk about your freedom number, see, it's understanding basically what's the difference between, well, let me back up. When we understand what it really costs to be free, we'll understand how to put this business in a better perspective. And see, and Ms. Perkins talked about, you know, the goals and objectives and how we achieve those. Well, I dug into that and I said, well, you know what? This sort of falls right in line with it. Because when you understand what your freedom number is, you will operate a little bit differently when it comes to ACN. You'll understand how the bonuses become more relevant. You'll understand how the residual income is so important. You know, even if you're only getting a dollar, it's important. And here's why. Because, see, most of us don't fully understand the difference between a need and a want. And, see, and that's where freedom comes in. See, freedom comes in when you understand the difference between the two. Because, see, when you are taking care of all your needs, basically, it's that point where you become free. See, well, a lot of things that we find ourselves in our wants are those things that really what complicate us and bind us and tie us up, because what it locks us in to something that what that we may or may not want to, after we've actually got into it, want to stay into it. And so we need to understand and to differentiate those two. And see, in today what I want to propose to you is a new way of thinking. And here's what I want to do. I want to help you to define your freedom number. And here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. See, freedom comes when your residual income is sufficient enough to take care of all of your monthly needs. Understand that. When your residual income is sufficient to handle all your needs. Remember now, I didn't say your wants. It needs to handle your needs. See, your wants are sometimes those things that, you know, if you're like me, it's those stupid things that I do sometimes. Those things I go out and those purchases, those impulse purchases that we really shouldn't do. But God reminded me, he said, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches. See, he didn't say your wants, he said your needs. And that's where ACN becomes so pivotal, because see, residual income is that mechanism that shows up month after month, year after year, as what? As long as those services stay in place. And so with residual, it gives us the ability to handle all our needs on a monthly basis. Could you imagine that if you were free, if you knew that all your monthly bills and everything was being taken care of without you ever having to do anything, would you operate a little bit differently when it came to going after your dreams? See, your dreams are okay, most likely cannot be done by what you're actually doing today. You have to add something else onto it, because see, we live by what our paychecks. We live by what the monies that we make that are what we call linear, and that's the reason why it's linear. See, it comes and you got to repeat it in order to get it back again. But residual gives you freedom, because it's always going to show up. And this morning, see, those monthly expenses. See, now when I talk about monthly expenses, see, I'm talking about like your gas bill, your electric bill, your phone bill, your internet bill, or your TV bill. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't that sound like the services that we offer already? And what if we just turned those around and made those residual, basically what it now pays for, it should be paying for itself. And that's where the real key is to me. Because here's the thing I've understood. Here is the crux of the message this morning. You can't get to your dreams until you're free. Understand that. Most people will abandon their dreams because they have never obtained their freedom. See, dreams cannot be done in confinement. Dreams have to be done in freedom. You have to be ability to act and to move as you need to. But when you're constrained, when you're bound by a lot of times it's debt that really constrains us and imprisons us. And so understand this: when you free your mind, you free your heart. When you free your wallet, you free your thoughts. And so this morning, the Rhino just wanted to stop by and tell you, understand what your freedom number is. Because when you understand what your freedom number is, at that point when you obtain it, you will know that you're now on the path to obtaining your dreams. Everything that you want is available. Just listen to some of the leaders that have hit RVP and SVP. They, if you listen closely to their messages, they would have told you. I'll give you a classic example. Listen to what Miss Gabriel always says. She says that what? When she got rid of Sally Mae, it made more sense. ACM became the greatest possibility for her. Because, see, it was the point that when she freed herself from a constraint that was holding her and binding her, basically it opened up every other opportunity to you. And so this morning you have the ability to set yourself free, but you got to understand what is that freedom number. And when you understand what that freedom number, you'll run free with the Rhino. May God bless you. Just stopping by to share just a little love with you and let you know that I care. God bless you. Have a tremendous day.